The following program is brought to you by friends and partners of End Time Headlines.
So at this time, as we welcome everybody onto the broadcast, we want to welcome our podcast, YouTube audience as well. Again, today I want to be dealing with a particular subject called the DC aftermath. So we've got a lot to cover today on today's program. So let's get after this thing right now. We know of at least four to five. I believe it's five now, and I stand to be corrected on that. Five individuals have died and over 52 arrested. And now, obviously that number is subject to change. Again, at least five dead, over 50 plus arrested. After the dust has settled from Wednesday's chaos in Washington, D.C., after thousands of protesters overwhelmed police and breached a building in an unprecedented assault on what's being called an unprecedented assault on the democratic process, again, resulting in deaths and arrest. According to the latest report, Mayor Bowser has recently announced a 15-day extension of a public emergency to, quote, ensure peace and security through the January 20th inauguration of President-elect, now some are saying President Joe Biden. I know that stings a little bit, but we just got to move on here. And Vice President-elect Kamala Harris. President Donald Trump recently announced by video that he promised an orderly transition after Congress early on Thursday in the wee hours officially certified the Electoral College vote to give Democrat Joe Biden his presidential victory. Now, this all comes as Facebook, along with Twitter, Instagram, and other social media outlets announced that they made the decision to block, suppress, and shadow ban posts from the President of the United States. It sounds incredible just to even talk about this today. But according to CNBC, the decision came as Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg stated yesterday that the company would block Trump from posting from his account for an indefinite amount of time and at least until President-elect Joe Biden assumes the Oval Office. According to the report, the decision was a result of the unrest and takeover of the U.S. Capitol during Wednesday's electoral process. Zuckerberg recently, he went and announced, and I'm probably not going to read all of this, but I want to read a little excerpt of this. Quote, his decision to use his platform to condone rather than condemn the actions, and he's, again, Zuckerberg's talking of Donald Trump, to use this platform to condone rather than to condemn the actions of his supporters at the Capitol building has rightly disturbed people in the U.S. and around the world. Zuckerberg said, quote, we removed these statements yesterday because we judged that their effect and likely their intent would be to provoke further violence. Following the certification of the election's results by Congress, the priority for the whole country must now be to ensure that the remaining 13 days, that would be 12 now, and the days after the inauguration pass peacefully and in accordance with established democratic norms. Over the last several years, we have allowed President Trump to use our platform consistent with our own rules, at times removing content or labeling his posts when they violate our policies. Quote, we did this because we believe that the public has a right to the broadcast, possible access to political speech, even controversial speech, but the current content is now, quote, fundamentally different, involving use of our platform to incite violent insurrection against a democratically elected government. And he goes on and he talks about this. Now, it's interesting that CNN, no surprise here, but CNN wrote a piece that we reported about on End Time Headlines And I'm going to give you a little bit of a little bit of an insight into this. CNN wrote a piece saying that, listen to this, quote, "The chaos and unrest that played out on national television were a natural consequence of the lies and conspiracy theories about the presidential election that has for 4 weeks now been fed to Trump supporters through what is called, what CNN is labeling, right-wing media sources. According to this report, experts have been continuing to warn America that disinformation about the election results could lead to real-world violence. However, many in what is being deemed right-wing media sources," and by the way, that would be Newsmax, One News Network, or whatever that is that Trump always talks about. And then you got, and they even blasted Fox News. Again, according to this article, it says that, quote, "Since the November election, Fox News hosts, many of whom use their platforms to work as propagandists for Trump, have promoted disinformation about the election results and helped spread conspiracy theories aimed at casting doubt on Joe Biden's victory." According to the piece from CNN, not only was Fox News targeted, but again, the fingers were pointed at a cohort of what they call propagandists on smaller right-wing cable networks and online platforms that have CNN said shamelessly lied to their supporters and undermined the American electoral system. They went on further to say what played out yesterday was unquestionably incited by Donald Trump himself, and that his propagandists and right-wing media fostered the environment that allowed this to happen. So this, again, whether it was Antifa, radical, far radical Trump supporters, Q supporters, white nationalists, Proud Boys, whatever the case may be. I don't want you to miss the point here. The point I'm trying to make here, the point of this today's program is not so much to point the finger at who it is or who it could be, or to sit here and speculate. Because we all, listen, every one of us is going to have an opinion. I could line up 300 people and you're going to be split with people who are going to say it's this, it was them, it was this group, it was that group. So that's not going to be that's not what I want to emphasize here today. What I do want to emphasize is the fact that all this has played out right into what needs to be played out to in order to bring about things that I believe is frightening. And I'm going to talk about that here in just a minute. In fact, there was a piece that was written by Homeland Security Today.us. And they said the greatest threat to humanity's survival in 2021 is not going to be natural disasters. It's not going to be unrest. It's not going to be war. It's not going to be all these things. Ready? According to, again, Homeland Security Today.us, they said the greatest threat to humanity's survival in 2021 is, you ready for this? Conspiracy theories. In fact, they said that conspiracy theories could propel people convinced that they must combat a perceived threat into taking potentially violent actions. Quote, this is a piece from, again, this is a little excerpt from this. "As we repeatedly saw in 2020, conspiracy theories jump into the void created by upheaval and continue to be stoked by grassroots movements and authority figures. Coronavirus conspiracy theories have had devastating public health consequences by encouraging people to not take the threat seriously, compounded by vaccine components, or opponents claiming that Bill Gates wants to microchip people or asserting other claims about the goals of inoculation programs." Quote, conspiracy theories that have warranted the attention of Homeland Security also include those pushed by QAnon supporters, however you pronounce that, alleging, quote, deep state conspiracies and more. Even the 5G conspiracy theories that allege the technology is used to track people and or, quote, spread COVID, and the white supremacist great replacement theory that claims there's an organized plot against whites and has been cited by mass shooters in Christchurch and El Paso. By the way, the official narrative of the Nashville bombing has been attributed to one of these poster childs of conspiracy theories, who was a man, an older man, who was claimed to be a conspiracy theorist that was stating that 5G technology was responsible for killing people. In fact, he had a relative that was diagnosed with dementia. If I stand to be corrected on this, I don't have this in front of me, but he actually was a former employee of AT&T. And again, this is the official, don't blast me, I'm just reporting this. The official narrative of this was that he, again, conspired, or he believed that the 5G technology was the culprit, and that's what he was targeting. He was targeting the AT&T building, trying to knock out the infrastructure, trying to knock out the communications. And this is why he never targeted people. This is why he didn't want to hurt people. And this is why he told people to evacuate. And this is why the bomb exploded at wee hours of the morning. So what the point is, I want to show you how all this is leading up to some things that are very disturbing. In fact, let's get into that right now. Homeland Security Committee wants all that were involved in the besiege of the U.S. Capitol to be placed on an FBI no-fly list immediately and to be labeled as domestic terrorists. Now you say, well, that's why is that a bad thing? That should be a good thing, because after all, they committed acts of violence. They breached the Capitol. They threatened people. They had weapons. They had this and that. Sure, but we're not talking about just those individuals. I'm going to show you something. Watch this. Quote, not only could those who were involved in Wednesday's unrest and Capitol besieging potentially face time in prison. By the way, a report came out and said that those that have been identified and arrested could face up to 10 years in prison for what happened on Wednesday. But now, a chair of the House Homeland Security panel is now calling for these individuals to be placed on a no-fly list and be labeled as domestic terrorists. According to RT News, Benny Thompson of Mississippi, who is a chairman of the House committee, said national law enforcement must stop anyone present at the Capitol riot from flying unfettered, following supporters of President Donald Trump forcing their way to the building during a rally on Wednesday, prompting an evacuation of officials and staff. Thompson went on to say that, quote, given the heinous domestic terrorist attack on the U.S. Capitol, I am urging the Transportation Security Administration, or TSA, and the federal and the FBI to use their authorities to add the names of all identified individuals invoked in the attack to the federal no-fly list and keep them off planes indefinitely. Thompson went on further to say that this was an action that both the TSA and the FBI by law are able to take, but to his knowledge has not yet happened. Are you listening to me? In fact, law enforcement has been put on high alert, as there is fears now stoked that new attacks may be coming on Inauguration Day. In fact, according to the report, D.C. has dispatched more than 6,000 National Guard members from D.C. and surrounding areas, and as well has erected a 7-foot-tall fence around the U.S. Capitol. And while this was going on, Vice President Mike Pence announced, again, just after 3:40 a.m. yesterday, that President-elect Joe Biden has officially won the presidency. I want you to hear that, because there's people out there saying, no, it hasn't happened. This is not true. Guys, I'm telling you, this thing is moving forward with or without you, whether you like it, whether you don't, whether you agree, whether you disagree. I'm telling you, things are moving forward. In fact, a top federal prosecutor in D.C. said that he's not ruling out charging Trump himself for inciting violence. And you got a whole slew of individuals from the White House, even outside of the White House, who are calling either for Trump's resignation or him to be impeached. In fact, even Southern Baptist Convention leader Russell Moore took to Twitter and is calling for the resignation of Donald Trump immediately. On Twitter, Moore stated, quote, "Mr. President, people are dead. Quote, the Capitol is ransacked. There are 12 dangerous days for our country left. Quote, could you please step down and let our country heal?" Again, this is not the first time Russell Moore has voiced his criticism of Donald Trump's candidacy. He's been known to do this. This all came back even all the way back into September of 2015. Now, I saved this last piece of this report to the end. Again, I want to reiterate something I said from the beginning, because I want to bring you to this point right here. And that is, this program, today's program, was not so that we can point a finger, not that we can incite more division and more strife and more discord. Could the Lord knows we don't need any more of that. What I am trying to show you today is that the perfect storm has now happened, and the consequences of this perfect storm should send a chill down your spine. This report that I'm about to read to you right now should send a chill down every one of your spines. Many of those who participated, this was from Reuters, and many other outlets are reporting this now. Many of those who participated in the rioting and unrest on Wednesday at the U.S. Capitol are finding themselves, listen to me, fired from their jobs after being identified by what is being called, quote, internet detectives. According to this report from Reuters, these perpetrators have been identified and have been made public. Did you hear me? They have been identified, and these internet detectives who recognize them on, let's just break this down in case you don't know what I'm talking about. So all those people that went down, I didn't go. I don't want to get into that, but I didn't go. I wasn't down there in D.C. But all those individuals that went down to Washington, went down to D.C., and they were a part of this, and they Facebook Lived. They went to Twitter Live. They went to YouTube Live. They took pictures. They took videos. They went on Parler. They went on Instagram. They went on any social media platform, and they publicly tagged themselves, posted selfies of themselves, or they circulated it out there on social media for the world to see, including their employers and employees, who just may not agree with, like, or be in the same category of who they voted for as you. And now, because of this, and because of everything that happened in DC, and because of what happened at the Capitol, they're being identified. They're being reported. Let me read this article. quote, the District of Columbia Police Department reportedly released photos of many of those in Wednesday's melee, as well as potential charges against him. And you said, listen, and I know what you're going to say. Well, hold on. Now, these are the ones that breached the Capitol. These are the ones that brought weapons in. These are the ones that were inciting violence. These are the ones that were scaling the wall. Yeah, that's some of them. But I'm going to show you, it wasn't just those people. Watch this. Again, now the new number says over 68. So I told you it was 50 and plus. The number just keeps growing. Over 68, and probably more than that by the time I get done reading this, were arrested after angry protesters again stormed the building, breaking windows, damaging fixtures, and stealing furnishings. Quote, the FBI is asking the public to assist in identifying rioters, including selfies posted by participants and videos of President Donald Trump's supporters at area hotels before the attack. Whoa. I got to read it again. The FBI is asking you and I and all those on internet world, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, Parler, whatever. They're asking those, you and I, to help them identify quote unquote rioters and those who participated in selfies. Listen to this, local hotels around DC. Before the attack, not during the attack, but before the attack. So if you saw him at a hotel, you saw him at a restaurant, and apparently, according to Anderson Cooper, they liked Olive Garden. So they were probably at the Olive Garden. I'm just saying. That's what I heard. That apparently the protesters liked Olive Garden. Quote, some individuals who had previously been photographed at their Trump rallies and support. Let me read this again. Hold on. According to the report, some individuals were previously photographed at other Trump rallies and supporters of QAnon conspiracy theory movement were quickly identified. Wow. One Twitter user went to his platform and said, quote, let's name and shame them. And by the way, I know some people personally that went down there and they've already been named and shamed. Quote, the Twitter user went on to say that we need to be devoted to outing these individuals. One of the people shown in DC was identified and fired by his employer. Navistar Direct Marketing of Frederick, Maryland. Quote, while we all support, this is a company in Frederick, Maryland. Quote, while we support all employees' right to peaceful, lawful exercise of free speech, any employee demonstrating dangerous conduct that endangers the health and safety of all others will no longer have an employment opportunity with Navistar Direct Marketing. The company released in a statement without naming the man who was fired. Another individual who I will not name, I don't need to, they've been shamed enough, I'm not going to add to it. Another individual who was a real estate agent from Chicago was also fired. And she was removed immediately from their real estate website. The 56-year-old said that, quote, she had nothing. Hold on, let me read this again. Quote, even though she had done nothing wrong and never entered the Capitol, she was fired, ready, because she was seen at the rally. She was seen, identified, ratted out, and fired. Wow. She said in an interview, quote, "I was not there causing trouble. I was there to support my president." Another man who, again, I will not name, is an adjunct professor at St. Vincent College in Pennsylvania, who was forced to resign after the college reviewed a video he posted on Facebook from the scene. Are you listening to me? So this guy wasn't in it. He didn't have anything to do with it. All he did was simply video what was going on. He was there and video recording it. And because he put it on social media, he was forced to resign. Quote, "As a result of that investigation, Dr. and again, I won't name so-and-so, has submitted and we have accepted his letter of resignation effective immediately." Even a lawyer was fired after attending the rally. A lawyer from Westlake, Texas, based Goosehead Insurance, used his social media account to broadcast his participation at the Capitol, saying that he had been tear gassed. So he's saying he was tear gassed. Now, I don't know. I'm not saying he was not in it or it, but nevertheless, he's saying he was tear gassed. I can't speculate and tell you that he was in the Capitol or he was doing something to incite violence. But nevertheless, according to his own testimony, he was tear gassed. But because he let everybody know on social media that he was, quote, there and that he was tear gassed, he was later informed that he would no longer be employed by his law firm. So, listen, I'm getting ready to close this broadcast today. But listen, if you're watching this and you were down there, I'd be sweating bullets a little bit right now. Because if you got on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and all these places and you just post all these videos, listen, there may be consequences. And if the wrong people see you, and they don't agree with your political affiliation and what's going on down there, the, quote, internet detectives could quickly rat you out. And you could soon be a statistic in unemployment. This, my friend, is where we're at today. This is where we're at today on January 8th, 2021. Where are we going? Where is this leading to? Where are we heading? So I want you guys to just think about this. There's a lot to be prayed about. Listen, I'm going to make a statement and people are going to get mad at me, but it ain't nothing new. I really believe that our focus and our shift now needs to go from focusing on keeping Trump in to keeping our country afloat. Let me say that again. Our focus needs to be shifting. Our focus needs to shift from that of keeping Trump in to keeping our country surviving. That's where our prayer needs to be going to. Because guys, listen, again, I'm going to say it. Whether you like it or not, whether you agree or disagree, you can bury your head in the sand. You can be delusional all you want. But I'm telling you, it's moving forward. In 12 days, Joe Biden is going to publicly be sworn in as the next president of the United States of America. And we as the body of Christ have got to shake off the cobwebs, shake off the, it's like we've bumped our head. The breath has been knocked out of us. Some of us has been knocked unconscious. Some of us have been disoriented. It's time to shake ourselves awake and begin to get in our prayer closets, begin to get on our knees again, and begin to pray for our nation and pray for our country. And I'm going to say it, and pray for Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. I know, whether you agree or disagree, according to the Bible, what Paul instructed Timothy was for us to pray for all leaders, all leaders, all those of authority, whether you like them, whether you dislike them, it's a commandment of God. So that's where I want to close today. Endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com. Don't forget to share this broadcast, if you would, on YouTube and on wherever you're watching this, share it. Copy the URL. We want you to keep up with our ministry, endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com. That's where you're going to find us. That's our landing page. That's where you keep up with this. Again, if you've not downloaded our app, please go do that after you get off this broadcast. Go to the Apple store, go to the Android store, whatever you got, whatever device you have, you can download that free app. Just type in End Time Headlines. You can download that free app, get that into your hands. Keep up to date with all of our news and headlines from a prophetic perspective, as well as our podcast, our broadcast, that whole, all that's going to be right there at your convenience, in your hand. Again, as always, we want to give you the opportunity, if this ministry is a continual source of information, revelation, blessing, encouragement, equipping, we try to do all of those above. Today has been, we could have done a preaching today, but I wanted to get us up to date. There's some things that I believe that needed to be addressed today, and we brought those out today, and that's why we're bringing it. So if you believe in what we're doing, you want to, if you would like to partner with us or sow a one-time gift, whatever the case may be, you could do that at the app. You could do that on the main website. All that information is going to be there on your screen or below. If you're watching by Facebook Live, there's a link below under the description of this video. You can click there and you can go and support, give electronically or give by check or money order as well. So guys, we're going to sign off for this weekend. We will be back on next week with either another prophetic update or some more messages or equipping messages, whatever, whatnot. We just want to be led by the Holy Spirit and what He has us to do. So we love you guys. God bless you. May the Lord bless you. May His countenance shine upon you. May He favor you. And Lord, I pray for peace to come upon every mind of every American citizen. There's a lot of division. There's discord. You said in your word that a house divided among itself will not stand. And Lord, we have to unite together in one cause, and that is to see the gospel of Jesus Christ preached into all the world as a witness, and then the end shall come. And we thank you for these things, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. God bless you guys. We will see you soon.
Thank you for listening to the End Time Headlines podcast. We pray that you've been blessed and equipped by today's message. For more information about how you can help partner with our ministry, please visit endtimeheadlines.org.